Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good afternoon. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Brad and I are holding down the fort. You think we can do it just the two of us, buddy? I think we can.
We've done it for an hour already.
I think we can. Just got a text from a friend who is going into hospice. And before y'all cry and say, I'm trying to bring everybody down, there's a reason I'm mentioning this, because I told Brad during the break. I have a friend who's been dealing with a terminal illness for about 7 years. She's ready to go. She says, you know, just God, take me whenever, you know, and she, you know, she's been a prayer warrior. That's really been most of what she's been able to do at this point is be a prayer warrior. And God bless her. She's an amazing woman. But, you know, we were talking kind of during the break, you and I, Brad, about we don't mourn as people who have no hope, do
no.
we?
No, no, there's no For us, death is another thing that we go through,
right.
You know, and then we spend eternity with Jesus. So
that's right. This is not our home. We're just passing through, right?
Yeah, and when you've got friends and family members who have passed away before you, the hope is that you get to see them again. You know, it's like, okay, so I don't get to see them anymore on this earth, but whenever I pass away and I go to heaven, then they'll be there waiting for me, and we'll be able to spend eternity together, hanging out with them again. You know, the friendships, the relationships last forever then.
They do. They really do. And I don't know what people do who don't have that hope. I think a lot of people who really really mourn their parents or whatever for an extended period of time. I mean, I lost my mom recently. I've lost my dad years ago. But I think one of the reasons that they do, you know, obviously you miss them if you had a good parents. I mean, I feel bad for people who never had a good relationship and then they lose their parents and there's no time to ever recover what could have been. And I feel like that's a lot of why people tend to just get stuck, because they know it can never be better than it was. Mm. Whereas if you don't have regrets, like I didn't, then it's an entirely different thing. You can say, you know, I was close to them. I tried to be the best daughter I could. We'll forget about my teenage years and move on.
I think everybody has teenage years.
Gosh, I put my parents through the ringer, but that's okay. But it's I'm grateful that we have that peace that goes beyond understanding. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that, I don't say my friend's been sick. I've been visiting her every single week for 7 years, and yeah. She's been sick, and I've known her for decades, and she's just a great lady. So she's not upset a bit about it. She's ready to go. In fact, and then can I just say something? I was going to talk about something else here, but I'll get to it. This is really important. By the way, you can text if you think we're talking about something that catches your attention. Hopefully it does. You can text us and let us know what you think. 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. 9797. Just put it in your phone under Annie.
Yeah.
Or Mark. Or Mark. Or just put it, you know, that way you know. Okay. 241-9797. Text us and let us know. I admire this woman so much. She does not have children, but she's had a woman who's lived with her for the last few years, who's been a long friend, who just has a gift of helping people. She's done this for other people just to be in the house, you know, cook the meals, just to make sure somebody's there, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't need constant, and a nurse that comes twice a week. But she just said to me a couple weeks ago, she said, if it gets, I may get to the point where I can't stay here. And if that happens, because, you know, a friend who helps her is 80 years old. She says, if that happens, you know, I'm okay with that. And I know people, we all know people, who will say, I'm going to die in this house. Okay, great. I hope you get to. Right? But they are not willing to accept the fact that they might not be able to because the people around them can't take care of them to that level or whatever. And this woman is so pragmatic. And I've known other people like this who are just, okay, here's how it is. If this happens and this happens and this happens, instead of, I want to die in my house, and they don't care who it inconveniences or anything else. Sometimes your family simply can't do the extended stuff. They can't. And God bless her. She's been amazing. And you know, I have some friends who a couple of years back, well, it's been more than that, more than 10 years now, but they were well into their 70s, which is not old. I don't think that's old. But he had fallen one or two times. And he finally said, you know what? And they were business owners for years, and they've been married now. They've been married like 63 years, something like that. Great people. Mm-hmm. And he and his wife moved to Texas. Okay, they sold their house. They bought a house with their son and daughter-in-law, who were also wonderful people. They had like half the house was like a two-bedroom apartment, and their son and daughter-in-law the other. I mean, and they lived there for like 9 years because they didn't want, you know, to be a burden. They realized living on their own, managing a house was too much. Okay. And they're still, you know, think like, you know, sharp as tacks and everything else. Then after living there about 8 or 9 years, they moved into a retirement community. One of those places, I want to say it's like a hotel, and you go up and down the halls, and have a lovely condo. They have two bedrooms. They have a kitchen. It's a wonderful place. They lead a Bible study there. I mean, it's amazing. They are just amazing people. But they, when they felt that it was too much of a burden even to be in the house with their daughter, who would not have told them that, she would never have done that. They decided to make it easier on her because she was still working from home. And then if he falls and the ambulance comes, he's like, uh-uh. But there are so few people, as I get to that age where a lot of my friends' parents are older, a lot of people don't do that. They don't think about their children. They don't think about how do I make it. You want to honor your parents. Of course you do. But they don't think about how to make it easier on their kids. And that's super important, don't you think?
Yeah, there's an element of that. But I think, too, is like my wife and I are looking for a new place to live. And one of the things that is high on our priority whenever we look at is location to or distance from her mom and dad. Right now we live about, I would say, maybe 2 minutes away, depending on traffic. You know, if you could get through town in that amount of time, we're in the same town, that sort of thing. And so if something happens, we can get there quickly. And we have had to do that in the past. But when we look
for
places...
How old are her parents?
Her father is 87. And so,
So,
I mean, he's lived a great life and he's in great spirits and it's awesome. But, you know, whenever you get older, you start slowing down a little bit. And so it's nice to be able to be there to help them out whenever they need help, be it, you know, mowing the grass, picking up the leaves or whatever. Or maybe if need be, a midnight emergency where we can come over and help them out. So it's nice being able to do that. And that's what we want to do, especially since, you know, any other family members are like a plane flight away from being able to come and help.
Right.
I don't know.
God bless
I think,
you. That's
you know,
honoring.
And we're 15, 20 minutes away from my mom and dad. And my thing is this, as a son, I will be there for them. I mean, they helped me whenever I was helpless. You know, I was just a little baby and they made sure that I was fed and taken care of and nurtured and loved. And it's the least that I could do to make sure that as they close in on the end of their lives, that I'm there for my mom and dad.
That's
and
right.
That I can provide for them. And man, don't let that become a point of contention, a point of bitterness.
Yeah, don't blow that opportunity to honor them in that way. And I know everybody, that some people may be working it. I get it. It's harder, you know, logistically, but you still have to have the right attitude, and you have the right attitude. My dad, the last 6 months of his life, my parents had been long divorced. My dad lived the last 6 months of his life next door to us in a house that we happened to own at the time. and he lived in there. And then the last week we couldn't get him to move into our house till the last week he finally did it. But he was right next door. I took him to every doctor's appointment. You know, I'm driving around town with CAT scans in my hands and all these things like that. That's what you do. It's a no brainer to me. And I'm not putting anybody down. I know everybody's got different situations. Some people have little kids and elderly parents, and I get all that. But you should honor them in any possible way that you can. And there are no people whose kids, they aren't worth anything. They're not helping their parents. They don't care. They don't call. It is heartbreaking to see.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you're missing that opportunity. It really is. Like, at the end of the day, what do you really have? What... You go back to the Bible here. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?
That's
The stuff is just stuff. You know, you've got your family, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your grandparents. You know, you have them for a certain amount of time, and that's all you get with them. And you make the most of it, you know?
Yeah, you do. We're dealing with that with my mother-in-law, who lives up in that podunk town in Montana that I referred to earlier, where Walmart's an hour away. And it's like, okay,
you say that podunk
I'm going to die
but...
in this house. I said, I hope you get to, because if there's anywhere between here and death, that's when I'm going to have to, we're going to have to get the dumpster and do all this stuff. We're all going to have to we're all going to leave a dumpster, aren't we? But, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, my husband, what does my pastor say? You've never seen a U-Haul behind a Hearst?
It is so true. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day, and I said, if something happens to you, and this was a younger friend of mine, much younger, but she's having health issues. And I said, let me tell you something. If something happens to you where you can no longer live on your own, your kids are going to show up, a dumpster is going to show up, and everything you value is getting tossed. Mm-hmm. Because you will now not make, you should make these decisions while you can, to downsize, to get to a place where you're more easily, where you're closer to family or can have care. You should make them before they're made for you, because your knickknacks are going in the dumpster if somebody has to decide on that.
Yeah.
Think about that, folks. Just saying. You know, or put people's names on it or whatever. Whenever I get anything new, I always tell the girls at church, if it's a new purse, I have a handbag thing. New purse or whatever, something I'm wearing. And the girls at church will go, oh, I go, ladies, speak up. I have no daughters. That's what I tell them. Speak up. You like something I'm wearing? I'll put your name on it. Obviously I don't plan to go anywhere anytime soon, but I don't have daughters. I'd rather bless you with that now, or make sure you get it when I'm gone, than, have it go into midair. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just tough. But like I said, we don't mourn as those who have no hope. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really important. So. And when it comes to older parents and younger kids, you got to work with us. Please just work with us. We'll honor you. Just give us, just work with us a little.
Let us, give us the opportunity to serve you and take care of you the way you took care of us.
Yeah. Make sure you're not halfway across the country, or please just work with us just a little bit. That's all I'm asking. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about this door kick challenge. Have you heard about this?
I think
it's
I've heard it.
Yeah, it's going to get somebody killed. That's where I'm surprised it hasn't already. We'll talk about that much more on the Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry today. Annie takes a couple of well-deserved days off. Do we know where she is, Brad, or do we want to say where she is, or we just want to leave that quiet?
Those that know Annie know where Annie is.
Okay. And we'll just leave it that. And if you have questions, ask her caseworker. Teasing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Teasing. No, it's all good. It's all nothing bad. It's all good. Everybody needs a couple days off
She's on vacation.
In a while. Yes, she is. Have you heard about this thing? It's the door knock challenge now.
Door kick challenge. Okay.
So people are running around. They're running up to a stranger's home and kicking the front door as hard as they can before running away. And this is happening all over the country. One of the places it's happening is a place called Elk Grove near Sacramento. They've had at least 8 reported incidents and arrests over the past month. We're talking 13-year-old kids.
That's so dumb.
Okay. Yeah, two 13-year-old kids were arrested after allegedly causing, listen to this, more than $680 in damage to a homeowner's front door.
Yes. If you have to fix the door frame after somebody kicked it open, that's expensive. Yeah. Your door locks don't work until your door frame is fixed.
That's exactly right.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
But like I was, you said that you were talking about the door kick challenge, and I was kind of wondering, like, where are they doing this? Because like you don't do that in Texas.
Right.
You don't bust through somebody's door in Texas unannounced.
You'd think so.
Well,
right?
But you shouldn't.
And of course, you know what I'm going to ask. The three words we always ask are actually four. Where are the parents?
Yeah.
Right. When I was a kid, I wasn't vandalizing. Now, I'm not saying we didn't do ding dong ditch. I'm not saying we didn't do that. I'm not saying we didn't call up and do prank calls on people once in a while, because I'd be lying if I said that. But it was in good fun, and it wasn't this kind of thing where you're doing physical damage to somebody's house. I mean, if I were at home alone and you tried to kick my door in, trust me, I'd be on the other side of the door and you wouldn't like what was going to happen if you came through.
Right. Well, you say, where are the parents? And like growing up, I don't want to say I didn't do stupid things, but I did stupid things maybe once.
We all did.
You know, and you do the stupid thing and you get caught, and then mom and dad punishes you like you deserve to be punished. And then you're like, I ain't doing that anymore. And your friend's like, hey, I got another stupid idea. And you're like, I remember what happened last time I did something dumb.
Or you might pick a new set of friends if you're going to wind up in the back of a police car.
You want me to do this again? No, we're not hanging out anymore. That wasn't fun last time. I mean, it was fun while we did it, and then it wasn't. And it was very not fun for a very long time.
Yeah, this is crazy. So here's a homeowner. Kevin Jasper's his name. Okay. He was targeted by a lone teenager partaking in the prank. He said, we heard a big bang on the front door. We don't know what it was. We're like, what the heck is going on? Is someone trying to break in? And additionally, two teenagers in Volusia County were arrested and charged with felonies after they were caught on camera kicking a neighbor's door. An incident earlier this year involved 5 juveniles allegedly kicking the front door of a Florida home before firing an airsoft gun and fleeing the area. I mean, talk about, this is how you wind up in a coffin.
Right. That's why I say this do this in Texas.
This is a ticket to the freezer. They're going to roll you out in a tray. That's what's going to happen to you. And I don't, listen, we've all been teenagers, and we all know that we think we're invincible at that age. It's not, but this is destroying people's property. This is nuts.
Yeah. You know, you say we think we're invincible, but I really honestly, and you know, for those of you who know me, I serve in youth ministry. Kids don't usually think past the, I'm going to kick this door down and it's going to be really funny to watch people freak out. And that's right. As far as the thought process. They don't think about what if they're afraid that, or what if that other person has a gun on the other side, or what if that's a cop in there and I get arrested or whatever. They don't think all the way down the road. They've planned this out in their brain, and what they've planned out is the best possible scenario for it.
Well, that's why you can't get tattoos till you're 18, because your brain is, and you have short-term thinking. That's what it comes down to. Volusia County Sheriff, this is in Florida, Mike Chitwood, told Fox 35, imagine being in your home at 2 a.m, you're getting these kicking sounds. And in Florida, under the Stand Your Ground law, you're coming out with your gun. Somebody's going to get killed. This isn't funny. And that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And if you're a woman, I mean, I wouldn't fire through a locked door. I wouldn't do that if someone was kicking the door. And I have dogs and everything else, so, you know, there'd be a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. But I would most certainly let them know that if they proceeded to come any further, that it wasn't going to go well.
Yeah.
You know, that they'll be taking them out on a stretcher.
Yeah.
And I will make sure they fall forward, not backward, as the old joke goes, right? And if you're a woman alone, when you're a woman, you get a lot more, don't you get a lot more slack from the judge? But Your Honor, I was terrified.
Listen, if you are you, you are going to be more likely to be believed whenever they say, I was in fear of my life.
Well, and God forbid, you know, anybody be in that situation. Mm-hmm. We joke about this, but it's not funny. And the idea that you could take a human life is horrifying. But if you feel like, especially, let's imagine you're home with children in the house or something like that.
You've got a split second to make a decision there. A split second.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I'd be getting my kids in a safe room, and I'd be standing, you know, having the, you know, I don't know, behind a couch or something but you find some kind of cover and go for, I mean, I'd be aiming right at the door. You'd have to be crazy.
Right.
You know, I had a prowler when I was about, I don't know, in my 20s. I lived in a ground floor apartment, and I had a backyard, and I hadn't closed the gate. For some reason, it wasn't closed. And I was sleeping in bed by myself. And the curtain, if you looked out to the backyard, it was totally black. But if they looked in the curtain, they could see me in the room by myself. Well, what they didn't see was my 85-pound dog sleeping between me and the door. She was sleeping next to my bed. So they couldn't see her from the window. So she jumped up, and she was all over it.
Yeah.
And I grabbed my gun, and I call the police, and I'm shaking like a leaf.
Yeah.
You know, and the lady, the 911 lady was so nice. She kept, and the dog did not jump up for no reason, believe me.
Right.
And they, I was just terrified. And the lady on the 911, you kept me on the phone, and do you have a gun? And I said, yes. And I'm like, yes. And she's like, put the gun down. You don't want to have that gun in your hand when the police show up, you know, because that's the last thing the cops want to deal with, is a terrified woman with a gun in her hand in a situation like that. I didn't know who was out there, whatnot. And, I'm a little crustier now than I used to be, but it's still, I was young, but it's scary to have that situation happen, and people can get shot by mistake when that situation happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. What? And like you said, you're in youth ministry. Why aren't these kids, I don't know, serving at a food bank or doing youth ministry, or what are they doing on a night running loose? Where are the parents? At 13, I was not running the streets like this. I can promise you that.
Well,
I had an attitude, but I was home.
You ask a really, I don't know if you expect this to go as deep as it's going to go, but where are the parents? What are the kids doing? Why aren't they in youth group anymore? Well, we've spent decades downplaying the church as a culture. We've pushed Christianity to the side, called them fuddy duddies, no good, you know, what all of these other things, you know. I mean, I'm sure still there are people in our chat today that'll make fun of me for being a Christian. I mean, we have belittled the Christian faith. And then whenever kids stop going to church, when parents stop thinking it's important, what does it take? Like a generation to skip it? And then like if mom and dad stop going to church and they don't take their little ones, well, why would their little ones ever go? And then you end up with a society that's kind of like, what are up to no good? Well, that's why you've removed a moral grounding factor of these kids' lives. They don't have that moral grounding anymore, and now they're up to no good. You know, whatever makes me have fun is what they want. It's silly.
Well, they're not, because they're not getting it at home. The parents are handing them a phone, and that's their community. And you know, people don't have community anymore. There's such a lack of that in our country, and there are people, you know, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked about, loneliness is a huge epidemic, and people are really suffering from being lonely. And part of that is because they don't want community. But you know, the reason people don't want community, I'm gonna tell you one word. Right? Are you ready? They don't want accountability.
Oh, yeah, accountability is
because
big.
If you right, I've got people in my church I've known for decades. And they know me. They knew me before I ever got into radio. They've known me a very long time. You can't, you know, these are the people who know the real me.
Right.
You know, and they're not going to give me any slack, you know, at all. And those are the kind of people you need to be around. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't. If I have a community and I have a regular place I go, whether it's a church or a sporting thing, they keep moving because they don't want you to find out what their flaws are. They don't want to be accountable. They don't want to do things for you. They just want, and then they wake up and it's musical chairs and they're middle-aged and they're all by themselves. And this is an epidemic in this country right now.
Yep, and the hard part is, too, there are people out there that do want that community, that do want that, and because there are so many people dodging community for accountability, the people that do want the community don't have anybody to turn to because everybody else in their life is just not available for it, not interested in it.
That's right. You're just, you burn through spouses and jobs and friends all your life, and all of a sudden the musical chairs hits when you get to a certain age. Yeah. You maybe do that in your 20s, but sooner or later it's going to catch up with you. All right, much more to come. We're getting very philosophical today on the Andy Fry Show, aren't we?
Oh, you wouldn't expect that, would you?
I that's what I like to talk about, much more than still the way Congress is doing, because I don't care what those cockroaches are doing. I mean, I do, but you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm Heidi Harris in for Andy Fry. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. She takes a couple of deserved days off. Brad and I are hanging out.
Hey,
let me check
now?
That text line. I get paid how much to talk? Do you know when I first started, I get paid nothing to talk. I was worth every dime, I want you to know. I started for free in the middle of the night.
Wow.
But hey, they gave me a chance. They don't do, it's hard to do that anymore, but that's what I did. I was put on in the middle of the night for free. And guess what? Here's the worst. It was open lines. So no call screener, nothing. Line one, you're on the air. Talk about baptism by fire, right? That's how it was. I'm going to check the text line here real quickly. Be sure to put this in your phone. This is kind of a new thing we're doing, and it's really great. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Texter, love it that you two are talking about having hope upon our deaths, but it's also the practical side of preparing to make it easier on our grown kids. Right. Exactly. Totally true. That is important because, you know, it's not that we don't... I begged my mother to move to where I was. Luckily, she had her husband. He took care of her, and I was down there visiting all the time. But I would have preferred her to be next door, where I could have helped her every day. I would have given him a big break, because being a caregiver is hard. Even if you're a devoted spouse, as he was, being a caregiver is tough. You need a break. And I would go down there and give him a couple of days off, but I couldn't be there all the time.
Right.
So, you know, you got to, like we were saying, Brad, you got to work with me on this. Just help a little, and I'll be willing to pick up my side of it. I'll do everything I can for you. You know, honor you as my parent, but you got to maybe help me, because what if you're raising a family? You've got a job. They're retired. They can move, right?
Right. Right. They, saying. But you know, at the same time, sometimes moving is hard, but again, realistic expectations. Don't expect your children to pick up and move their entire family across the country because you don't want to move from your house that you've lived in your whole life.
If
you don't want to move, that's fine, but just, you know, don't be bitter at your kids if they can't uproot their entire family and the life that they've built.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right. Hey, speaking of moving, I have some neighbors who just got back to their house after they had a house fire. They had a garage fire. Not a whole house, just a garage fire.
Yeah.
You cannot believe how disruptive that is to your life. Because they had to be completely, even though it was just the garage that was gutted, yeah, and there was some smoke smell, but the rest of the house was not destroyed. You cannot believe how they had to take everything they owned. The insurance company took it and put it in storage. So you're like, oh, where's my stuff? Am I ever going to see it again? That kind of thing.
Right.
They've been out of their house for 7 months.
That's wild. I couldn't imagine.
I
had a friend that their whole house basically burnt down and the insurance company rebuilt it, but they were out of their house for months, maybe a year.
Right.
While they rebuilt the whole thing.
Right. And the main thing is when it comes to getting, you're waiting for permits. Cause I was watching this. I'd walk by every day, somebody do something, and then 2 weeks would go by and nothing was done. Right. 3 weeks would go by, a month would go by and nothing was done. And somebody comes slap up some drywall and then nothing would happen for weeks. And a lot of it's, I'm not saying that people are being lazy. I'm saying in a lot of cases, they were waiting for permits to do this or permits to do that, or when the contractor gets around to it or whatever. Probably could have been done a lot faster than it actually was. But I just had no idea how incredibly disruptive. You'd think a fire in one room of the house,
yeah,
no big deal.
Yeah. Well, and like the garage isn't even in the house. You know, it's attached to the house. And usually the doors are closed to the garage. So you would think that would be less.
Right. You're right about that. And I will tell you, and I'm not an expert on any of this stuff, obviously, but the fire door, you know, that everybody has between their garage and their house.
Yeah.
There's a reason that's a fire door.
Mm-hmm.
It kept their house. Had somebody opened that door, the fire would have been pulled through the house, you know, the fireball, whatever they call it. And it would have, like when the MGM Grand Hotel burned down many, many, many years ago, 1981, I believe it was. What happened was the fireball, it started in the deli way in the back. And then because of the air coming in the front doors of the casino, the fireball shoot straight through the casino.
Wow.
And that's what happens when oxygen pulls it, you know, toward the oxygen source, right? So it was, God bless those firefighters. They were amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine, like you think about a house fire, and you're talking about fire doors. If you think about a garage is where you got, well, that's where people keep gas cans. Also, you've got two vehicles usually, maybe more if you've got a bigger garage of, you know, hot engines, gasoline, all sorts of stuff. If a fire is going to start, it's going to start in a garage is a likely, you know, what is it? A pile of oily rags in the corner that you always see.
Funny you should say that, because that's what they think may have happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what the truth is. And then we had another neighbor. They had some renters in there and I think they were cooking meth.
Oh,
that's not a slam to all renters. Just don't get mad at me. but they were renters, and they literally have a hole. It blew the hole in the roof the size of a car.
There was
a garage roof.
So I live in Illinois. I live in O'Fallon, Illinois, and the town next mm-hmm. to it is Fairview Heights. And there was, this has been some years back, a meth lab that blew up and like blew half the roof off of an apartment complex.
Right. I guess the chemicals are slightly dangerous.
They're a
huh?
little aggressive. Yeah. There's also like like they called it shake and bake is what they called it. It was a way of making meth in a bottle. And you could just make it in a bottle. You shake it. And like these guys would start this doing this and they would set it in their lap while it was doing it. And it's like, that's going to explode on you and take out everything that you hold dear.
It's going to take out more than the Israelis took out with those cell phones. Oh, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, and they were having trouble with cars blowing up because guys were making meth in their cars. That's bad news. Bad news. Stay away from that stuff, guys.
What's amazing to me, and I've never had a drug problem, unless you want to call Excedrin a drug, which I guess it is. Other than that, which I can't live without. I've never had a drug problem, but I will tell you that even if I did, I certainly would not take something that someone had mixed in their bathtub.
No.
That is what I don't understand. Like, I want a factory that's clean.
Yeah. My guess is that most of the time when somebody tries meth for the first time, they don't really know how it was made. And by the time they figure out how it's made, it's too late. They're already hooked. Because it's my understanding that it's like it just once and you can be hopelessly hooked, which is, just stay away from it.
I don't know too much about it, but I just know that it's dangerous. I just was shocked that my friends had to go through this. And then you come back and you're trying to get your stuff together. And they're just now getting some of their, but they took all of their furniture and threw it in the trash. Like all their leather furniture trash, in the dumpster. Yes. All anything like that got thrown in the trash. All their clothes were cleaned, professionally cleaned. But I mean, you just don't think about it until you actually see somebody go through it. And I remember the guy standing out in front of the house the first day. And it's funny too, because it wasn't like half an hour after the fire was down before the guy showed up with the plywood.
Yeah.
To seal up the garage. God bless them. And you don't know if it's somebody's brother-in-law who's got the contract for that, right? Because you as a homeowner, you don't get to pick, well, wait, I don't want that plywood company. No, here's my brother-in-law. He's going to do it for you. You don't know. You know how much that, and then this one calls and that one calls, and you're trying to field calls from people who, because, you know, they all know each other. The firefighters have friends who do this or that or whatever. And the next thing you know, they're calling you trying to get the work because they're the first ones to know the house burned down. And so you don't know. It's very difficult to have to, you have to sort through all of that too.
Yeah. You know, in your speaking of insurance, we had back in March, we had a pretty bad hailstorm. This is before the tornado came through St. Louis. So back in March in my neighborhood, we got hit by a pretty bad hailstorm, and people are still getting their siding fixed. You'll drive through areas, there's still people with holes in their siding waiting, dealing with insurance companies, dealing with companies to fix it. I mean, we're getting to the time of year where you can't have your roof replaced because it's too cold. And it just, you know, dealing with insurance companies on this stuff is not fun at all. And especially when it's I guess it would be different for fire because, you know, a single fire in a garage isn't like a statewide event, but this storm went across several counties, and you know, insurance companies go into crisis mode or whatever that is. And
well, it's difficult too because you don't really know how many people are trying to rip you off.
Right.
We'll say, oh, I was there. I years ago, stupid story, but this only happens to me kind of thing. I was getting gas. I was driving to California from Vegas, and I stopped at a place called Barstow. Lovely this time of year. If you get a chance, miss it. Anyway, Barstow, stopped to get gas. It was 100 degrees. I had my dog in the car. And so for some reason, this particular pump didn't take the card. So I had to go in and pay. Now I'm freaked out because it's 100 degrees and my dog's in the car. It's just for a minute, but I'm still freaking out. I go into the store. The guy's in there picking his donuts out one at a time. I'm like, I gotta get gas. Anyway, I go back outside. I'm all harried because I'm worried about my dog. Roll the windows down quickly. I get gas, and then I drive away with the pump in my car.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And they're supposed to have a breakaway. Yeah, it's supposed to break away. Well, mine did not. And it pulled the entire front off the pump. And then I had gas shooting up in the air like a Mel Gibson movie.
Listen, if you're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Do go
it right.
All the way.
Yeah.
Don't just dent that pump. Break that baby all the way. So I get my car away from the gas, obviously, as quickly as I can. Fire department, cops, da-da-da-da. Okay. Then everybody's running around like a maniac trying to find the shut off. So if you own a convenience store, please tell your employees where the shut off is. So they finally get it shut off. Long story short, luckily for me, this is years ago, so it was only like $4,400 my insurance company had to pay because it was not the card reader type, which would have been like 10 times the money. Anyway, point is, when I had to talk to the insurance company on the phone about my claim, there was a guy who tried to claim that he slipped and fell in the gasoline and got injured. You see what I mean about these scumbags who will try to take advantage?
And they try to rip off the insurance company, which makes it harder for the people who are honest and raises the rates on them.
Thank you. And I had to give a deposition over the phone that I saw this guy. He was totally dry. He was not wet. Didn't slip in the gasoline. I mean, look, what's wrong with these people? How much time do you have, right?
Dishonesty all over the place because they don't think it's their money. They don't think it's anybody's money. It's like, somehow or another, ripping off an insurance company is justified because, you know, they're an insurance company.
Exactly. In response to the chat line in the StreamYard, no, he did not get a check. Thank God for that, because, you know, how ridiculous. You know, people just have no integrity. I know that's breaking news here on the Andy Fry Show. People have no integrity. This just in. We're coming right back. I'm Heidi Harris in for Andy Fry. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Speaking of, my husband and I saw the craziest movie last night. I had never seen it. Shame on me. You know how YouTube will just play the next thing? Never seen it. Have you ever seen this movie, Brad?
Which movie? It's
called Breakdown.
Yes, I have.
Oh my gosh, what an ending. So we had to go to Bible study. So we're watching this and we're like, oh my gosh, like 10 minutes left. Yet, and he had just like confronted them in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. We're like, we have to go to Bible study. We have to watch the rest of this when we get home.
What are we going to do?
It was quite good. Speaking of crazy drivers. All right, so a Jennings man has appeared in court now after being charged with more than a dozen thefts targeting the Brentwood Home Depot store. And this goes on all over the country. Okay, I'm just mentioning this.
I know where that story is.
Yeah, there you go. The thefts happened between September 25th and November 14th. Now, here's what the police say. We've got some audio of some guys in up there in the Northeast who didn't put up with this, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Police said Omari Catchings would enter the store with a shopping cart, go directly to the item or in items he intended to steal, place them in the cart, and leave without paying. That's pretty cool, huh?
Just
how about that?
Throw them in the cart and walk out.
Yeah. Store employees said Catchings would be in and out of the store in less than 5 minutes. Anyway, he was finally caught. $14,000 worth of stuff he took. Power tools, power washers, all that. I love these guys. We're going to play you some audio of a funny video involving some guys. I'm assuming these are dock workers from the East Coast who caught this guy in. There was another guy who was stealing from Home Depot. They catch him in the parking lot and they give him a piece of their minds. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, yeah, not just a piece of their minds.
Scumbag. They give. You can walk out with all this. Hey. You're not walking off with that. You're not walking away with it. You aren't taking nothing. You aren't taking nothing. Get the out of here.
I'm going.
You ain't taking nothing. Drop it, you piece of. You fucking thief. The rest of us pay. We pay because of you, you.
So in that video, whenever you hear that loud crash, the quote unquote dock workers kick this. He's got a cart full of power tools, Milwaukee, DeWalt, that sort of thing. And if you've ever bought any of that stuff, you know that stuff's not cheap. And they turn his cart over. It's an orange Home Depot cart. They turn his cart over. And then he goes, they're like, get out of here. And he's like, I'm going. And he picks up a box like he's going to walk off with it. And they're like, knock him back down. No, you're not taking anything.
Oh, man. Gosh. These people amaze me. What makes you crazy is the attitude that they think they're entitled to just take it.
Well, there's also
we work hard.
There's also an attitude because, I don't know, I'm from the Midwest and there's such a thing as Midwest nice. But most people aren't going to say anything. And they're like, what are they going to do? They're not going to say anything. They don't care. What do they care? It's the company's. It's not theirs. But these guys make a great point. We have to pay for every stolen item because the company's not going to eat that cost. They're going to pass it on to the customer.
That's right. That is exactly right. One of the people on the message line says we should hire these guys to check receipts at Walmart.
Man, the scam in my area is people will steal, they'll shoplift either from the Collinsville Walmart and then they'll go to the O'Fallon Walmart and return it to get funds, to get cash, or they'll steal from the O'Fallon Walmart and then return it at the Collinsville Walmart. They just jump between them, stealing stuff. I mean, they're basically stealing cash because they return the item and get cash for it. But
you should not be, first of all, that's Walmart's fault. You should not be able to return something if you don't have the receipt. Sorry, if they change their policy tomorrow on that, I think that would make a huge difference. I've never returned something without a receipt. Well, I bought it. I really did. I mean, what nonsense is that?
Well, I don't know how you can give somebody money for proving, without them proving that they didn't first buy the item from you to begin with.
Right, exactly. It's nuts that that happens. And that's what I'm saying. Walmart needs to change their policy. I don't care who it inconveniences. Then from now on, tape your receipt to the box of something you buy. If you find it doesn't work or you don't like it, then you take it back. But none of this nonsense. If imagine how much cheaper things would be if we stopped all these thieves.
Oh, gosh. It would drive prices way down. Way down.
Yeah,
like,
it's crazy. Yeah. It's insane. I've seen some of these videos, you know, where they do interrogations and people will get caught, you know, walking out of Target or walking out of, you know, TJ Maxx or whatever with hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. We're talking about women here most of the time, right? And they get so indignant when they get stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they have a right to it. Like, who are you to stop me from taking this? And it comes from an attitude of an entitlement. Like, I'm entitled to these things. And the reason they feel they are entitled to these things is because they think that somehow or another they've justified in their brain that that company is ripping them off somehow or another way. Like, I need this. How can you stop me from taking this? This is something that I need. And it's kind of like, it's kind of the same attitude that Bernie Sanders has about healthcare being a human right. I'm entitled to it.
I need this. I mean, I want this, so therefore I'm entitled to whatever it is, whether it's clothes or whether it's food or whether it's, I'm entitled to take it. Well, where does it say that? it's just sad because you and I are paying the difference. That's the problem. We are paying for all this
theft. I'd like to be able to buy my Milwaukee Impact driver without having to pay for part of the one that you stole.
Yeah. Last time, my husband's a DeWalt guy, and last time... you know, I don't know what DeWalt stuff costs, but I know it's expensive.
Last time
I bought him a drill. Well, the last time I bought him a drill, I think it was a cordless drill, and it was like a couple hundred dollars, $300 or $400, I want to say.
I mean, it's super expensive. It's not, the stuff's not cheap. I mean, DeWalt, Milwaukee, all these brands are really good quality brands, and you kind of get what you pay for, but still, $300 is really expensive. And the amount of stuff that was in the cart of that guy was probably... well over $2,000 worth of tools.
At least in the video. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just the noive of these people, just the noive of them to walk in there and just shove it all in the... Well, next time I hit Dillard's, I'm going to grab a couple of handbags and just throw them over my shoulder and walk out the door.
Well, yeah. No, you're not. You're not going to do it because you're an honest, decent person. And like,
but I need them.
You understand that even though it's a company called Dillard's, that there are people behind it that rely on it, and there are people that shop there that rely on it, and you don't have a right to take from them, which is where that cost always ends up.
Yeah, but handbags are overpriced, and I need a new one.
Well, you don't
Come
need
on,
any
Brad.
Handbag.
Get with
just,
it.
Just put it in one of those Aldi bags. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just, and you know, I have some friends that own a jewelry store. And I asked them one time, I said, why don't you just close? They have the double doors. Why can't you just lock somebody in the double doors if they try to rip you off? Because they've been ripped off. And they said, we're not allowed to do that. Why not? Why not hold them for the cops?
Right.
Too much common sense. I'm Heidi Harrison for Annie Fry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today.
Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.